Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Congressman, welcome back on a big day. Thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. Of course, it's a big day. Unfortunately, I can't say it's a good day for America. Look, we can't pay our bills, and to pay our bills, we're borrowing more money. With this bill, we're giving the president an open-ended checkbook for essentially 2 years to the end of his term to do whatever he wants to and spend as much money as he wants to. And I just don't see that as the answer, especially in an age of hyperinflation. People can't afford gasoline. The housing prices are through the roof. You know, groceries, you know, try and buy a car now. I mean, you get trucks out there over $100,000. I mean, does this, any of this ever end? You know, it doesn't look like it right now.
Well, I trust you, and you're in the center of it, and you're the leader of the Freedom Caucus, but we have a lot of other voices, even people like Newt Gingrich, who say this is the first step. Massey from Libertarian Conservative from Kentucky voted on the rules. I'm not sure how he's going to vote today, but he said this gets us back.
He's going to vote yes, I think.
Yeah, this gets us back to regular order. So, look, I'm fascinated by it, by people I really respect and who are knowledgeable are at odds on this, and that's why it concerns me, but also I'm interested to see why you think guys like this see it differently. What is it that you are different from them on?
Well, they're believing, look, I've read the bill. We've run the numbers on it. Maybe they haven't read it all. I know in the case of Thomas Massey, who's a good friend of mine, we like him on the Rules Committee, but look, he voted to not allow any amendments. We don't think that's appropriate, and that's something that Thomas usually would vote against. So I don't know what his calculation was there. That's the days of Pelosi and Paul Ryan doing that kind of stuff. That's number one. Number two, he might have voted, look, he wants what's called an auto-continuing resolution, whereby if we don't pass our appropriations bills, it automatically kicks in at a lower number. So it's, say, like 99%. That's what the government's funded at 99%. Unfortunately, this is neither auto or really, well, it does say at 99%, but it doesn't happen at the end of the fiscal year. So there's nothing to bind us to that. There's nothing making that happen. And I guarantee you that you know, save some crisis, there's no way you could get the votes for that, because this town, historically, there's always a coalition to spend more money, and that coalition is always greater than the one that doesn't want to spend as much money, and we get rolled every single year, and so it's not automatic. We have to vote on it, and it happens in December, or actually in January. So the fiscal year runs to the end of September. That's when the federal government has to either, you know, decide to spend more money, or we get into one of these government shutdown things, the end of September. This auto CR, so-called, doesn't happen until January. Well, what happens in those three intervening months? Well, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen, because we've seen it 100 times. What we call the defense hawk, the people that want to plus up defense, are going to side with the leftists that want to just spend more money on social programs. And they're going to create a huge coalition of money spenders, and they're going to say this is the bill that we're going to force to the floor because we got 218 votes. And the Senate will pass something like that, and there'll be no savings. It's not going to happen.
Okay, well, let me ask you, and I hate to put it in this, because this is with you, the respect we have for you, particularly what you said about the military, and I trust you on that. If we don't go down this path, if Republicans like you don't vote for this at this point, it still appears the bill will pass. And are you in the camp, if that happens, with that much Democrat support to say this is potentially very, very difficult for Kevin McCarthy's leadership?
Well, it certainly is not good. Like, you know, we voted for a Republican speaker, not for a Democrat speaker. Now, I don't know what the Democrat votes are going to be, but there is a potential for there to be more Democrat votes than Republican votes. So that's not a very good sign, obviously. Look, I didn't say any of this was easy, but it seems to me that right now we're going to put people on record for voting for the largest debt ceiling increase in history, right? It's undefined. There's no limit to it. There is no limit. It's just as much money as can be spent, you know, until 2025. So for what? What did we get for that? Well, I will tell you, it seems to me that the Democrats have about 4 trillion plus reasons to vote for it because it doesn't change any of their policies. And Republicans, the only thing we got out of it, I guess, is saying that we didn't let ourselves go over the cliff. The problem with that is, Don, is that we passed a bill not to go over the cliff over a month ago that was responsible and actually would save money. But we didn't fix the IRS. We didn't fix the student loan.
Let me stop you there. What happened on the IRS, too? This was the centerpiece, the war cry, the rallying cry. And on that, I'm in agreement with you. This is very, very little done on those 87,000 agents.
Yeah. So last year they passed a bill called the Inflation Reduction Act. It didn't do anything to reduce inflation, obviously, but that's what they called it. And it included $80 billion in advance appropriation. So that's like we're just going to put $80 billion in your checking account. That's on top of their normal money, which I think is $8 or $9 billion a year to operate. So we gave them $80 billion last fall, right? And in this deal, we claw back $1.4 billion. So that leaves them, by my math, I'm not a calculus major, but with $78.6 billion to spend. Now, some are saying that that just keeps them from hiring people this year. But it seems to me that they can still hire people with $78.6 billion to spend. And at the end of the 10-year window for this $80 billion, they're going to have $1.4 billion less. Well, that doesn't stop anything today.
What's your theory, or what can you tell us then, when we have people, again, that I respect, have on over the years, and they say, given everything, this was not only the best you could do, but Gingrich has said it's playing chess, and it's a movement forward in Washington. And I guess they're not, I have to say, I'm glad to see people are not firing it. You certainly are staying above the fray. You're not firing wildly at McCarthy or Gingrich or anybody else, but they're saying, given the reality of where we are with only one branch of government, this is decent.
It's not decent, and it belies the fact that we had changed the trajectory in Washington, D.C. since January, and if we would have just stayed on course, we don't know what kind of deal we would have gotten. Here's why we don't know why. Because the Senate has failed to vote on anything. Sooner or later, like, you know, I know that they negotiated this with the president, but the president doesn't negotiate, or I mean, doesn't vote on anything. He signs something. It still has to be passed by the Senate. The Senate has been absent without leave. They haven't shown up at work. They don't have any language. They don't have any bill text. They haven't voted on any bill. They haven't had a hearing on this. They haven't dealt with it at all. And so we don't know what kind of deal we could have gotten, because this is what we know. The Senate and President Biden said, well, we want to raise taxes, but they can't vote. They can't get a bill out that does that. They said, we want a clean debt ceiling, but they can't get a bill out that does that. They can say they want a lot of things, but we have to live in the world of reality. And the reality is all the things they wanted, they couldn't pass. But somehow they negotiated from a position as though they could pass them. And of course, since we were the only ones that passed the bill, as soon as we started negotiating, we were immediately negotiating against our own position.
That is a great point. That's I agree with you. That happened here. On one other matter, and I know time, and I really appreciate how generous you are with it. We're just seeing on Fox News that Representative Comer talked with the FBI director on the Biden matter that he would be held in contempt for if he doesn't produce the document or documents. What's your thought on what's happening with that?
Well, he absolutely needs to be put into contempt. These are not Christopher Wray's documents. They are not the FBI's documents. These are documents about the truth and potentially about evidence that belong to the American people. This is their government. It's not the FBI's government. And so with all due respect, at least at a minimum, those documents should be available to the representatives of the people. I mean, quite honestly, I think they should just be shown to the people. Sure, we want to secure methods and sources, as we always like to say, but the FBI, and look, these aren't even classified. They're not classified documents. So America needs to know what's in these documents. And quite honestly, I believe that the chairman has already seen a copy of the document. He just doesn't, he's not able to hold it in his hand. But you can't introduce evidence into any body of any investigative body if you're just, you know, reciting it from what you think you read off the top of your head. That's not going to work. And so the fact that Christopher Wray does not want to provide this information is exceptionally troubling. And of course, this comes from the administration and the party that always says no one is above the law. They say it all the time. As soon as one Republican is arrested for standing on a sidewalk and preaching about abortion or going to a school board meeting, no one is above the law except for their people that they want to protect. Their people are above the law, and apparently so is Christopher Wray.
Congressman, thank you. I want to get you out on time, but thank you very, very much for breaking this down from your position. Thank you.
Well, God bless you and your audience. For sure, appreciate you. Let's stay tuned and see what happens here.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.